This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Good morning, this is Chris Witz and welcome to Morning Devotions. I hope that you're fine and well today. It was back in the late 1920s when America was shocked by a case that came to the courts in Massachusetts. And a man had been walking along a pier when he suddenly tripped over a board and fell into the very deep ocean waters. He came up, screamed for help, and sank beneath the surface. And a few yards from the spot where he had fallen into the water, there was another young man who was sitting on a deck chair. And he'd actually seen this event happen, but did nothing to rescue the man who was drowning, even though he could swim very well. Well, the sunbather who'd been watching was taken to court, and in the end of this rather unusual court case, the judge ruled that the man who'd stood idly by had no legal responsibility to help the drowning man. Was he justified in turning a blind eye to someone who was in desperate need? Now, legally, he was innocent, but he was morally guilty for not doing something to help. Now, I tell you that story because society has this slogan. We may not say it, but it's there, and that is, look out for number one. It convinces us that our three best friends are me, myself, and I. But did you know the Bible says that the greatest fulfillment in life comes through considering the situation of others and putting their needs first? Now, the Bible tells us lots of stories about this. For example, in Genesis 4, Cain murdered his brother Abel out of jealousy. And you might read it. In Genesis 4, when God asked Cain what happened, and what was his reply? Am I my brother's keeper? You can see that in Genesis chapter 4, verse 9. And God's answer to him is yes. As human beings, we are responsible to one another. We can't get away from that fact. We've got to put our faith into practice by helping other people in need. And the scripture says, what good is it if a man claims to have faith but has no deeds? Can such faith save him? Suppose a brother or sister is without clothes and daily food, and if one of you says to him, go, wish you well, keep warm, keep well fed, but does nothing about his physical needs, what good is it? In the same way, this is the scripture talking here, in the same way, faith by itself, if it's not accompanied by action, is dead. And I'm reading that from James 2, 14 to 17. So an active faith is our response to God's love, because the scripture says, since God loved us, we also ought to love one another. If we love one another, God lives in us and his love is made complete in us. It was Oscar Hammerstein II of Broadway fame. He said, a bell's not a bell till you ring it, and a song's not a song till you sing it. Love in your heart wasn't put there to stay. Love isn't love till you give it away. How true that is. There's lots in the scripture that talk about this. God created us, it's been said, for association, not isolation. In other words, we're created to be with other people. The plan for us is to be part of a community. And if you go to church or if you're a Christian, you would want to be part of a group of believers. It's just a natural thing to do. And as you develop your relationship with God through getting to know other Christians, it actually strengthens your own faith. The Bible says this, two are better than one because they have a good return for their work. If one falls down, his friend can help him up. And though one may be overpowered, two can defend themselves. A cord of three strands is not quickly broken. And that's an unusual verse, but that's in Ecclesiastes chapter 4. In other words, when God is at the center, there is power in relationships. So you never know. Today you might have the opportunity to help someone. And why not do an act of kindness for somebody? Even if you don't know that person, you're really serving God and really, I think, cheering up someone's life in a great way. Well, Lord Jesus, today we face challenges. There might be challenges, Lord, that we haven't faced before, but we pray today for courage and for strength and wisdom so that whatever we choose to do will be the right choice. And we know, Lord, that you will help us to act in love towards others because you are a God of love. And this is a prayer I pray in the name of Jesus. Amen.
This has been a Hope 103.2 podcast. For helpful articles, station news, videos, devotional emails, and more podcasts, visit hope1032.com.au.